This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 459 for Friday, June 30th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Friday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's bounce as traders adjust positions ahead of the long weekend. Canola up $14 to over $18. The November contract up $16.60 at $727.60 per ton. Canadian markets will be closed Monday for Canada Day, while markets in the U.S. will shut down next week Tuesday for the July 4th Independence Day. Shifting weather forecasts ahead of those holidays were keeping some caution in the futures markets. The Chicago soy complex is higher early today, and that's providing spillover support for canola. The USDA is set to release updated acreage and quarterly stocks numbers later today, and the potential for large price swings in the Chicago futures if there are any surprises in the data kept some caution in the market ahead of those reports. The end of the day trade will likely be highly dependent on what comes out of the USDA. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with positioning ahead of those reports a feature. Soybeans underpinned by hot and dry Midwestern weather forecasts, the November contract up 23 cents at $12.89 per bushel. Solid export demand contributed to today's gains, with the USDA reporting private export sales this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Average trade estimates ahead of today's reports call for quarterly U.S. soybean stocks of about 800 million bushels, with an acreage base of 87.7 million acres. Corn also caught up in the weather market, moving higher. The September contract up 4 cents at 527 per bushel. Quarterly U.S. corn stocks are pegged at around 4.2 billion bushels with a seeded area of 91.8 million acres. U.S. wheat futures, they are up as well. The biggest gains in Kansas City, hard red winter wheat, the September contract there up 20 cents at 8.20 per bushel. Spring wheat 12 cents higher in the September contract at 8.37 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat lagging to the upside, only up 2 cents in September at 6.69 per bushel. Quarterly U.S. wheat stocks are estimated at around 600 million bushels with seeded area of around 50 million acres. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 30th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.